Hey everyone, welcome to episode 14 of Tom on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Not too bad.
What are you up to on this fine Monday night?
Not much. Just got back. Went to Vaughn after class. And
What's up in Vaughn?
not much. Just wanted to do some early Christmas shopping, and it was fucking very dead. It was very nice, very relaxing.
Really? I feel like that's not a common thing nowadays.
No, I
Say you're
guess,
going
man.
shopping and it's dead. Is that like outlet malls up there or what?
You never been?
I feel like I have, yeah.
I feel like everyone's
Place
been
with all
once.
like the Nikes and the big Adidas and
Yeah,
yeah,
everything's
I
like
know.
it's like factory outlets.
I know. I've been there. Good spot.
What about
What
you?
so? Not too much. Just watching the got the
So weird.
KC Chargers game in the background. Watching
Is
on
weird
watching
not
it on
seeing
the
you.
I know. It's okay though. We finally figured out the Skype interview, so we're getting it
Is
going
way
after
comfier though. I'm just
quite a
like,
while.
I'm pitched back with the feet are up. I got a blanket on.
Laying back in bed.
It's
It's
nice.
getting close to bedtime, but we're pounding out the pod now.
It is not.
Watching
This
a
is
little
not a bad
football.
setup. Who you
Yep,
got?
I can take it. I'll probably take KC mostly because they're up right now, but I got
I
Mahomes in fantasy.
was just
Watching
wondering who
on
your
the
guy was. Who are they playing?
They're playing the Chargers. 6-4 Chiefs versus the 4-6 Chargers. But anyways, it's in the background just to keep me in check while I'm on the pod. I can go watch it, kind of multitask. But I'm watching it on DAZN, my new favorite platform for watching football
Very
and
good.
soccer. Yes.
I
Have
just
you
got into it.
hopped on the train?
I hopped on the free, they had a free trial, so I hopped on that, and I might stick around for a month. They might
It's
have renewed me.
only
It's not
it's
bad.
150 for the whole year. That's
I
pretty
saw
good.
that.
I'd pick that.
I might take it monthly just so I can opt out. But
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
no,
Especially
I
like
if I if I had some money and just roll around and I was maybe a bigger soccer fan, I would definitely throw down the bucks for it.
yeah, I don't know. I find that I haven't been watching the soccer just because it's on so early. I used to love to watch soccer, but just
That's
the
true.
football I've been trying to get into. A few people at work have been into the football and get me into it just because we have the pool. So as long as there's fantasy, I'll watch it, whatever sport it is. So
That's
it's
very
been
true.
good.
I don't really care about much NBA games, but I'll check
Yeah.
in with
I wish
especially with hockey. Hockey especially right now.
it'd
I
be
can't keep
great if they
entertained
had
with it.
NBA on this, if they had it on DAZN, like the streams are good. Like
I
the
wish they
Adam
had
Silver
major
streams.
sports.
But oh, I know.
If they
Or
had
maybe
the
one
Big
like
Four.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
The fact that there's
They
not an
also
app that has them.
they're getting things like that cheesy fight that you were watching the other day.
Cheesy? That was legit.
I watched a replay. I didn't watch it live, but what's your take on that big fight?
It was the
Because we
KSI
talked
Logan
about the
Paul
Logan
fight.
Paul and the
Might as well keep it up. People probably guessed it when you said cheesy, but
I know.
I liked it. I don't know. There was
You're
there
a
were
big
definitely
boxing fan, right?
yeah, but like I don't know if I would tune into the card without them on it, but there's some legit fights on it, like Devin Haney, an up and comer, and Billy Joe Saunders is legit champion, but there's just a weird feeling watching these guys on the undercard. And then knowing that the main event and the one that's getting all the eyes and that's getting all the money, basically, but is also bringing in the audience, is just two YouTube guys that just want a box. It's
Do you
kind of
think
odd.
like people who are actually like well-known boxers would get pissed off at that though, or
Yeah,
like you as a
100%.
boxing fan? Yeah,
I think fan
it's not
both
like they're not
actually. I would.
training though. Like
No,
it seems like they're
they
actually
were legit. They
legitimately training.
weren't throwing. Not they were just. It was almost interesting, more exciting than most, because these two are the exact same in skill, and that is they have very little of it. So they're willing to do the big bombs, to risk it, to risk the placement, to risk the injury if they go for a big entertaining fight. And it's that was the most refreshing thing of I think about watching it. I think any if you can take
What are
someone
any
that's not a
big
fighting fan at
boxers, though?
all and watch that, they'll love it.
Yeah. Well, like me. I mean,
Yeah.
I don't know. I
But
didn't.
like, it's not like
There are a
you
ton
had
of big
plans watching it
boxers.
live.
Yeah. It's just nice to watch a replay. Like, not that I ever watched. Like, I used to watch KSI back in the day occasionally, but
I
never
had no
watched
idea
Logan
we would
Paul. But
still this.
it's just funny to see the two guys come together who are like actually somewhat famous. Well, not somewhat famous. They're somewhat, massively they're huge, famous. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
that's exactly. The most streamed event on DAZN.
Yeah.
Oh, that's officially, and I think.
Is it?
I don't. Yeah.
Do they have a lot of boxing cards on DAZN?
100%. Yeah.
They
have some of the biggest.
I thought it was called Dazed. I had no idea how to pronounce it.
I didn't know it was DAZN.
I was like, oh, it's DAZN. I was like, what the fuck's that? And then I already had it. Like, I should have known what it was. I didn't know what it was.
I didn't know how to pronounce it either.
Yeah.
I never understood it. For the longest time, I thought it was DAZN. Now it's, I don't know if I like the name. I don't know if I like that name, DAZN.
DAZN? I don't know. It's kind of cool because, like, they have, like, Red Zone. I don't know. They got the zones going. The Red Zone is, like, pretty cool because if you're not, like, a big fan of one football team, you can just kind of cheer. You can turn on this Red Zone, and it'll just go to all the Red Zone plays happening, especially on
Sunday. Oh, really?
10 games on, you can just turn this on. It'll just show pretty much all the touchdowns or all the big stops or all the big plays, which is pretty sick. Yeah, it's like watching Sports Center but live.
Wow!
I usually throw that on when there's not like a feature or like a marquee game on.
Yeah, no, I like that actually. I saw you could do that with the boxing. You could go into like straight to the fight. You don't have to watch any of the build up on the replay, which is nice because that's the fucking worst is when you go back on a pay per view and it's like 4 hours of you just skipping through.
Yeah, for sure, for real. Even that's for the KSI Paul fight, I just skipped right to the fight part, and then straight to the interviews after because that was just as exciting.
Fuck, that was
like they had them script. It's like they
were. Oh, I know. It was like the end of a Rocky movie.
Yeah, oh, it's bad.
But like that would have been the worst Rocky movie I've ever seen. It was. I did like it though. I thought there was good controversy. How long is it? It's only 40,
how long is the fight?
40 minutes.
Of actual fighting.
Oh, it's 6 3-minute rounds, 16-minute rounds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's quite a bit of activity. I mean, I personally wouldn't be able to take an interview after that much hitting each other. But so it can't be that bad.
It was pretty crazy. Yeah. I don't know. Did you watch the full thing or just the highlights?
I watched pretty much the full thing, I think. Yeah. Man. Yeah, I did watch the full thing. It felt really quick, actually. Just because
it's way faster than that. Well, the main event, like it's an actual main event,
if it's real. Stamina?
Well, that and the fight right before that was 3 12-minute rounds.
Okay. Yeah.
Championship fight like this. I don't. It wasn't viewed as a championship fight, so I think they got away with that. Was it would have been 3 16-minute rounds.
Wow.
So yeah, there's no way they were fucking doing it.
Need the oxygen tank at the end.
Well, they're just the KSI guy was just throwing bombs the whole time.
Yeah,
like there's no way. I didn't think he was gonna keep it up for two, and he somehow kept it up for a good amount.
JB, it's kind of funny.
That's hilarious. They're like stadium,
arena,
the Staples Center. Yeah,
yeah.
I saw Peter Chill up there, and I was just like, "What the fuck?"
I wonder. Like no one I talked to was talking about that fight.
They don't want to admit it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what's the biggest demographic? I wonder who's watching.
I would say they're fans, and that's probably like maybe 11 to 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Maybe a bit younger with some outliers.
Like me. They're Rocky.
The concurrent viewers was like 13 to like 11-year-olds, and then like me is like just jumped out there at 22.
I'd love to see like the amount of the different demographic that's watching that, just because it's such a weird circumstance.
I just don't know. Like I can't see anyone over 40 just popping that on, but I thought it was funny.
No, I don't know. It was only on DAZN too, right?
Yeah. Well, you could illegally
other than streams. Other than streams.
Yeah, for like North America and all that. Yeah.
And I wonder how. I feel like that would like extremely limit how many people would watch it. Like, how many people have? I mean, some people would probably just buy DAZN just for this fight. I guess.
I don't think the demographic they're pulling in. I don't think they'll retain anything. I don't think that was a very. Like the last year, for the first one they did just a straight up pay per view. I think you could buy it on YouTube.
I mean, for the fight, like I think more people would watch it if it was just like that.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought too. It's just a quick little crash grab. Like that's the only reason I really signed up for it. Like I was like, oh, I'm just gonna find a legal stream, but then I saw that you could get DAZN for like a free trial, so I was just like, I'll just do that. I feel like a lot of people are gonna do that, and the people that they're marketing the fight towards are their fans and their young kids. It's not like they can just afford 20 a month, so they're probably just gonna drop it if anything, if they even got it.
And they're probably not gonna want to watch sport. Oh, okay, that's totally generalizing, but like,
but it's probably, true though. They're probably not gonna turn on the next big boxing fight.
YouTube, right? Like, yeah, I agree.
Like they're not gonna turn into like Joshua Ruiz 2 or anything. They're just gonna stay, and if maybe they can somehow get these two to keep going, maybe fight other people. I heard they're gonna have the brother, the Jake Paul kid. I heard they're gonna give him something, which is crazy.
I'm crying in the background and everything.
They should just have like celebrities.
Jack Blake, his brother.
Oh yeah, he's pretty big.
Okay, so he can do it. Just get the two brothers to fight, or they already do that.
Fuck, I don't know.
KSI's brother and then Jake's. Anyways,
they already I think did that. That's they enough. Did that one
zone in the fight. Anything else you want to say on that?
Oh, they did. Okay. Yeah, they did that one already. No, not really. More just that. I don't know. It was kind of just a shit show in general, but I don't know. It was entertaining to me. I'll watch two guys fight.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is.
It's almost like it's like a movie. You know what I mean? Like
it's stupid. Not gonna be like
the best movie, but it's enjoyable.
It was pretty funny. So, the first one was fun because we didn't really care. We just illegally streamed it, and then we were like having a few drinks during it. We were just like, at first, everyone was just kind of like being like, "Oh yeah, who cares?" Like and being like, "I don't even care though." But then by the end, we're like, "Oh shit." So it's like, I don't know. Throw it on, and a group of guys are always going to think it's fun.
Well, it's like
everyone's going to get into it eventually.
When you got like Grey's Anatomy on or something, your mom and your sister are watching it, and then your dad keeps peeking his head in the door, acting like he doesn't want it. Or it's like some show that he shouldn't be. He acts like he doesn't want. Or like an even better example is The Bachelor. The Bachelor is on, and your dad keeps poking his head in the window and the door. He's like, "Oh, what's this stupid show's on again?" It's like, "Dad, what? How many glasses of water are you gonna grab and come and stand watch the show? Like, just sit down. Doesn't matter."
I walked in on my dad one time, just and he had what's that? The 90 Day Fiance one.
Oh, that's a classic.
That's a great show. I'm not gonna. I wasn't shaming at all for it. It's just funny because he clicked. I walked in and he must have heard the footsteps a little early, so he just like I could see the menu. Kind of get up, and he's trying to change as fast as he can. I'm like, oh, come on. And then there's like a button that goes right back. So I grab the remote from him, hit the button that goes right back, goes right to 90 Day Fiance, and he's just like, oh, God. I was just flipping through. I'm like, Dad, don't worry. I'm actually here to record it. I need to watch this.
I can tell you exactly what's going on.
I'm a bit out of the loop, but I've been trying to follow this one, too.
It's a good one. I haven't been watching it a lot recently either, just because
it's always
really have the TV here.
Oh, true. It's always my YouTube recommendations, and I just have to click it at that point. I just see a
dude
packing his like bag full of lingerie for the girl that he never gets to wear.
Edible that lingerie.
that he probably wore home.
Show. Yeah, just ate them on the way home because he was hungry, and he doesn't have any money because he just booked that trip.
15. I can't believe people do that, man.
At least these came in. These were helpful in the end, I guess.
Like those used to trick me all the time when I was like 13, but like it's been a couple years. I think I know a scam now, and I cannot believe people.
Oh,
like,
I know.
It's like little, like you get like those little pop ups and stuff like that, or you get those junk emails and all the spam.
Facebook invites.
Oh yeah, or the
so many Facebook invites of these random people with like one bikini pic. It's like.
Yeah,
this is not a real person, and why would I ask you?
Stuff like that, too. And then, like, it's crazy that people do kind of not fall for it, because they probably just, like, go on some website and, like, some bot matches up with them.
They have to be more intense, though. Like, this has to be actual, like, catfishing, though.
Oh, a lot of it is, man. People get...
Yeah, like, not just, like, a bot.
Do you remember that, the college football player?
I do remember the story. I don't remember the whole...
Oh, that was the craziest. That might have been the craziest story.
Yeah.
And like
Miami or something.
something like that. But and then she told him
he like get out of the league after too. Like it
totally I'm pretty sure he didn't go up. Any. He fully dropped out. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah, like the girl like claimed that she had this like disease, and they started like this awareness and like fundraiser for her, and then it turned out she just was not real at all.
Yeah, that's wild. Then,
oh man,
the poor guy. Imagine how ridiculed he would get.
And he was like a solid player, I'm pretty sure too, and like probably popular guy. And it's just weird that he had to like I don't know. You think he'd have the pick of anyone?
Yeah.
And he goes with that, and he goes with the
guy. Happens sometimes. Like so many people meet each other on like social media and stuff. You never know. Like some of these athletes, they definitely have to probably restrain themselves sometimes. I mean, it's just a difference. Like, so many guys definitely go for these Instagram models, but how do you know there's not, like, some random person behind?
Imagine, like, thinking you're going to go.
They have a ton of followers, but.
Imagine just thinking you're going on a date with, like, a 10, and it's some 30-year-old, like, dude in his basement just laughing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. People are crazy now. Like, they have so much time to just screw around with people. It's toxic. Anyways. We talked about DAZN. The other big platform that was coming up was Disney Plus. You gonna download that?
I already have it.
Yeah, do. What are you? Are you watching?
They have all the Simpsons on there, so I.
I heard. Was there something to do with like the aspect ratio or something like that? It's not normal.
Yeah, in the OG seasons, the aspect ratio is like some weird. It's like 4:3 or something like that. And then, like, obviously, like, because it was on, like, the 90s. So, like, they flipped it. So, they updated it, made it modern, basically. And then, like, I think the newer seasons on, or the older seasons on Disney Plus that they have, the aspect ratio is, like, the modern one. And I think people were just complaining that, I could butcher this entire thing. I really have no idea.
No, I don't know. Somebody
just that would just make sense to me if that's what happened. But I'm watching that. I'm really enjoying that. I think it's funny. The old stuff. I'd never even seen the new, like the old seasons. And there's like 30. So I'm going to take years.
They hit that nostalgia that's like so big.
Yeah.
I heard it's like millions of people on the first day bought into it.
I would love to know how many people are like actual kids or just like our demographic, like us. That just want to feel nostalgic.
Our demographic is massive, massive. Like I want to go on there. I'd like to catch up with just some of like the classic like Star Wars I was talking about the other day.
They have
like, should I only maybe I watched when I was younger. Like I would love to watch in sequence. I don't know, just see it and like see if it was actually good or if it was just good when we were younger. Yeah. I don't know.
No, they have all the good stuff. Classics. They have like Smart Guy, they have I don't know if they have Fillmore, but they have Recess. But they have all the old good stuff when you were a kid.
I know. I used to watch 8. I wonder if 18's on there. That used to be a go-to.
Oh, 16, you mean?
Sing that song. Or 16?
16, yeah. What is
it? No, it's 18, isn't it?
No, it's 16.
No.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
It's like, what was the theme song? It's like, I'm 16. Nah, 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 nah. Yeah. No, it's 16.
Oh, it definitely is.
You're thinking of that Khalid song because you're fucking 18 stand.
Is a Khalid song. Yeah, that's funny.
No, it's 16. Same show. I don't think that was Disney though. That was just some like Canadian studio.
Oh,
because they would make references to like Canada. Like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
is it on there? I don't know if it's on there. I just googled it and I saw some YouTube clips, but call cartoon 16 back in a very weird way. Vice article. Huh. Might have to check that out.
16 was weird because it was a little more edgy than what I was used to. They make some crude jokes on there sometimes.
It says on this article that it was like based on the Eaton Center.
No way.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't ever remember that big lemonade place that the big lemon the girl worked in. So I don't think that's real. They had a new episode about voting, like really recently.
Wait, yeah, I'm seeing a picture with a guy with like a MAGA hat on right now.
Yeah, one guy shows up and he's wearing like one of the cool guy, the guy with the weird haircut. He like shows up in a MAGA hat and he's like, oh, why not? Trump has all this good stuff for business. And then someone wants to like tell him off. They're like, no, we can't tell him off. That is his opinion. And I'm just like, why the fuck is 16 making me want to vote?
Why is it still going? It's not still going, is it? Is it just like a special episode? Apparently it says it's a crossbreed of the Eaton Center and the West Edmonton Mall, but I don't know if I believe this.
I can see West Edmonton because that's
Vice article.
God tier of malls, but
yeah.
No, I never remember a big lemon place, so I'm just gonna assume it wasn't Eaton.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a classic though. Any other?
Fucking love that show.
I feel I have my sister downloaded it pretty much right away, and she gave me the password. I haven't went into it yet; just haven't had time, but. Just if you just want to watch like a classic movie or something to just throw on in the background, it's literally the perfect platform.
Like Max Keebler's Big Day Off.
You don't even have to think. That's probably a go-to for you, no?
You don't know that one?
Oh, I probably do.
What about Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off?
Oh, God. You guys love that stuff.
Come on. I don't know if they have Life with Derek, but that was a classic, too.
That's the thing about those movies is that it's like, I feel like nowadays there's so many movies that people don't see. But when you're younger, it's like you mention a movie and literally everyone's seen it. It's like those classic like Disney movies. Not just like the classic. Like I'm not talking about like Snow White. But like all those weird ones. Like the ones you just mentioned.
Man, I've asked so many people if they know these movies and no one knows them. Do you know Going to the Mat?
No. Okay.
Up at the Blind Wrestler.
I think you're going into a bit of a niche category.
These are all on Disney Plus. They're not niche. They're my childhood.
That's hilarious. No, I can't say I've seen those.
Oh my God! Before. What did you do when you were a kid? Go outside.
Yeah, go outside. Play with toys.
Oh, shut up, nerd. Max Keebler's on.
Have you seen? Speaking of outside. Have you seen the floods in Venice? This is a total one.
No, you put this in the notes, and I was just like, what? I thought you said foods for a second. I'm like, when the fuck did you go to Venice?
No, okay, I did, but that's
besides. Fuck, forgot it.
go onto Twitter and search Venice. It's actually insane. Also, if you're listening, go and search it, because this is wild. I went there last summer, and it was really cool on the water, but... Obviously,
too much water
no
now?
Cars or anything. Yeah, it's wild. Like, there's people, you see people like still with shopping bags and they're walking in like 3 feet of water.
Is like, the girl that has the shopping bag a white old lady?
No, I was looking
at I thought we were looking at the same picture. I was like, what the fuck?
Yo, isn't that fucked though? Like, you'd never see that in.
Wow.
You'd never see that in Bowmanville or anything. Like, is that. I remember when I was there,
too. Good thing there's a shit ton of boats there.
I know. The gondola.
Like boat is like a not an absurd way of travel in Venice.
There's surge pricing on the gondolas now.
you can take a fucking Uber Pool X. Oh, I was going to make a shitty joke about car pooling, though. But...
Oh, God.
That was just in the... I would have felt bad doing that one.
It sucks, though. Like... You look at some of the buildings, they're so like such nice architecture, and it's just flooded. But anyways, that was just like a random thing I saw on Twitter. Also, did you see Narwhal the dog?
Oh my God, what is with you in that? You sent that to me, and I'm like, did you mean to send this to me? Like, are we sending dogs to each other now?
Isn't it bizarre that a dog has a tail on it? Okay, it's not like it was just a random puppy, it had a fucking tail on its head.
Yeah, it's weird that it has a tail on its head, but like.
You said, does it wag? Made me think for like. 4 seconds.
If that thing moves, I would fucking freak out. Would I adopt it?
I don't even know where. It's just funny the things you find on Twitter. Those were the two ones that I found recently.
Man, two things. There's a massive flood, and then a dog with a tail on it, on its head.
They're interesting to me. John Legend won Sexiest Man Alive.
You that's agree? Stupid. No.
You see that?
He's a good-looking man, but he's following Idris Elba, who's a very handsome man.
His wife's, like, tweeting at him, too.
I saw that. That was funny, I thought. Because, like, yeah, wasn't the whole thing, like, here's a... Oh, yeah, John Legend posted a picture of himself, like, 1995, and he's, like, a little geek. Yeah. Or 1985, sorry. And he's, like, just a huge geek. And then Idris posted one of him in 1985, and he's just still... Just a man stud. Rocket. Just a stud.
Looks the exact same.
Mm.
That's funny.
I know. And then that's him looking worse, and he looks fucking way better now. That's fucked up. I don't know who are the finalists.
The accent too. I don't know. Do they have finalists?
I'm gonna look this up. I saw the guy from Queer Eye won the sexiest reality show or TV show or something like that, or influencer or something like that.
What is it? Anthony? That is his name?
Anthony.
The chef.
Man, he does. He's a good
intricate
chef.
Cuisine.
That guy can
it's like, today I'll be showing you how to connect with your family. I'm going to show you to make cheese and crackers. Cheese and crackers.
But somehow it does connect.
I know.
He brings them together. All of a sudden, like, the lost dog from, like, 30 years ago shows up. Oh, yeah, we have cheese and crackers.
He just brings everyone together. Because it's not like you're going to teach, like, this person in one day how to make a 5-star meal. So
oh, I know.
Just
yeah,
do something simple and easy they can do at their event. Yeah. Do you like the Queer Eye Japan?
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I've been really behind on it.
I watched it. It's only like 4 episodes. It's interesting because they can't communicate, right? Like they're communicating through a translator.
Oh, so yeah. I never thought about that. I just thought they just found people in Japan that can speak English as well.
No, they apparently, Maria was telling me that they just crop it. Like they cut it and the translator says something and then they go back in. So it's a lot of, it was probably very film because they would have to like make sure the scene before matched. They probably just like had so many, they're like, okay, we need to film a couple head bobs at this scene just to fill in when they're doing the translating or whatever. But it was pretty good. Totally different culture. I think I liked the original one better, but it was kind of cool to see like the different problems that the Japanese people had in comparison to the Americans. Like still similar gist, but I don't know. Yeah. It was interesting. I hope they do like, I don't know. What you got the finalists yet?
No, I don't have the finalists, but I was gonna say I was just gonna be like after this big cultural talk you have, I'm just gonna be like, can you guess the last 5 sexiest men of the year? Can you? Oh, excluding Idris. So 2017, who do you think won it?
Okay, I'm just gonna guess by year.
But like I'm gonna just tell you for numerical sake.
Is Liam Hemsworth on there?
He is on there. He's been in the last 5.
What about Channing Tatum? I feel like he was a fad.
He has not been in the last 5.
Thought he would be on. When did Magic Mike come out?
He is very close to being within the 5, though. He was 2012.
Okay.
That's when the big move. That's when Magic Mike came out.
Yeah.
So you got 1.
Wasn't Sheldon on there?
Sheldon?
Yeah.
Like.
Like the country singer.
The guy from. Oh. Shelton?
Sheldon. Sorry,
I thought
yeah,
you meant
no,
the cut fucking nerd from Big Bang Theory.
No.
I was like, that would be a really obscure one to get, though.
He isn't? I thought he won. I thought Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton won, yes. He won
in
2017. I thought you meant the guy from Big Bang Theory, though. I was like, what?
No.
That's a bold pick in the last 5 years. Handsome guy, though.
There's another. What about McTrain?
What is super?
Who is it? Okay, I think I did pretty well for myself.
You did pretty good. Okay, last 5, I'll give them to you. So 2018, Idris Elba, obviously, we just said that. 2017 was Blake. 2016 was The Rock.
Oh.
2015, David Beckham.
Oh.
2014, Chris Hemsworth.
That's pretty good. I probably
would assume you meant Chris Hemsworth, not Liam Hemsworth, when you previously asked.
Yeah. Same. They look pretty similar. I feel like they can, both of them can win.
2013 was Adam Levine.
Interesting.
2012, Channing. 2011, Brad Pitt. Bradley Cooper. And then 2010 was Ryan Reynolds, and that's the last time.
Nice. Interesting.
Good sexy men talk.
And now? Yeah.
I really want to see if I can find the finalists, though. You keep going.
Yeah. I was watching the Raptors game, And they're saying you can download a Raptors app where you can order food to your seat. Like, the it's
insane. Oh, I saw that.
How much delivery apps have taken off. Like, people, and to be honest, this makes so much more sense. Who wants to go and stand in those lines? It probably makes more sense for them because there's more people in the stands too. Like, the like Leo and Jack and Matty D are always saying, like, games start, no one's in the stands. So if they can bring the food to people in the stands, they don't have to wait in line, miss out the game. It makes sense.
I would always go. I would always go like right before like the second quarter ends.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so you could beat the guys that go at halftime. But yeah, no, that's a game changer though. Like, if I hate it and I don't, and I like it at the same time because it would be really convenient. But like, oh, just imagine the guy that orders like a bunch of food, and he's in like the middle of the seat. Yeah. Like, do they? This is it my job now to pass it to this dude and like.
Hot dog.
Like, just get some peanuts, man. Just if you're gonna sit in the middle and you're not just gonna go and get it yourself. So I don't know if I like that, but also though, like, just like third quarter, you need new beer. You need you're getting a little hungry and you missed going at halftime. Just two buttons on your phone and it's there.
Do they not have like those special eating areas now? Like, usually they have areas where you get your food delivered. Like, you always see the Jays games behind the home plate.
Yeah.
That does not affect anyone. Maybe it's just unlimited now.
Yeah, it's to all the commoners now. Imagine being in bleachers.
Oh, God.
Like, just some nosebleeds, and you just order, like, a 5-star.
You gotta run it up.
Yeah, like, what happens? There's never any food up there. So someone's got, like, you go, you're all the way at the top. There's empty seats below. You could go lower if you wanted to, but you just want to go stay up high.
Yeah. Fuck.
That's brutal. That's crazy though. Can you do that at like concerts? Or is it just Raps games?
I think it's just Raps games.
I'm gonna look into that.
I mean, I back it. Gets more people to download their app too, so
that's true.
Makes sense.
I have a lovely relationship with that, but that sounds convenient though.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking of getting the on the HelloFresh or the Good Eats train or whatever it's called, Good Food. You ever thought about getting that?
I had no idea what that is.
It's how you order a set amount of meals, and it'll give you, like, for example, you go and you order like a salmon dish with rice. So they'll give you the salmon, they'll give you the rice, they'll give you the spices and everything. And it's like preset meals for the week. You still have to make it. Like, you don't have to go to the grocery store.
I've heard of that. Okay, yeah, it's like a delivery meal plan.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
I've always thought about that, but like, I'm not like...
Well, you don't really have to. Yeah. Well, I guess you probably cook for yourself sometimes or most of the time, but... I
pretty much always do, yeah.
Yeah. So like, I feel like some people when they're home, they don't. But for me, I'm by myself. I find that I don't mind cooking, but I go to the grocery store when I'm only cooking for one or maybe two. If I'm cooking with Reese, like, it's not the same. Like, if I was living with Maria or something, it'd be nice because we could just, like, make a decent amount of food and eat it all and maybe have leftovers for one day. But when I make food, it's like, holy shit. I'm, like, 3 days worth of food. I'm so sick of it. And I'm wasting so much. So I'm like, why don't I just get this meal delivered, eat it, and then Bob's your uncle and done. I don't know. It's pretty expensive, though.
That's the only thing that would turn me off from it, to be honest. I like the idea, though. I've seen a lot of people promoting that. A lot of, like, fitness guys. And, a lot of health industry people always promote that stuff. And, like, I always think, I'm like, that would just 100% be the move if I had, like, a nice... Like, if you had, like, a good high-paying job, you can, like, you don't want to, like, you're already wasting enough time, like, trying to be healthy, like, through, like, working out and all that stuff, and the cooking would just be the last thing you want to do. I guess that, yeah, I think that's, like, the market
still,
for
you
it,
still have to do the cooking, but it's just,
but it'll give you the ingredients?
Yeah.
Because there's some that'll just cook it for you and just fucking give it to you and then leave it on your doorstep. Yeah. I've seen those.
It's nice, though, because I don't think it takes too long. From what I've heard, it's only, like, a half-hour meal or something.
I mean, that's how long it takes to get it, yeah, or exactly. To like cook it from like yourself, but like at least you don't have all the leftovers. Yeah, I know what you mean though.
You don't have to go to the grocery store too, though. You don't have to. Food doesn't go bad. So, like,
That's like, that would be my biggest, that would be my biggest pet peeve if I lived alone or like this, like a, even just like with a significant other, just like food just going bad. Cause it's just, who the fuck wants to eat rice 30 days of the, like of the month.
Oh yeah. Like I try to get veggies and stuff and I have a pepper that I cut up for my lunch tomorrow. Definitely looks like an old person right now. It's so wrinkly, but I don't want to waste it. So I'm just going to eat it.
I bought a red pepper and I fucking used it like three times for like three different meals during the week. And like, it's still half left sitting in my fridge, just rotting away probably. And like, I just can't believe how much I've used this fucking pepper.
What's the vegetable that you eat the most?
Probably broccoli or, which is fucking lame, but I just like it
too.
I just like it. Man. I cooked up some pepper on it. Steam it, maybe.
I ate a lot of peppers.
Peppers are great, too. I fuck with them.
I feel like they're just, like, mostly water. I'd like to know the health benefits.
Probably nothing. Probably just the calories. Compared
to broccoli. Yeah.
Literally probably just to have some calories. I have no idea. No, there's probably some, like, vitamins or something.
Oh, yeah. There definitely is, but it's just, like, very water-based.
I just got into a point talking about peppers.
I know. Looks like the Chiefs secured the bag.
Nice.
I think they only won by like one touchdown.
We didn't get to this. You see Drake getting booed off?
Yeah.
You fucking give, with that? I, that's your boy.
Give the preface of that.
He was at Tyler the Creator's festival. Camp Flogna, I think is what it's called. And he basically keeps the he. Obviously has to set a lineup so people can buy tickets, know what they're getting into. But a lot of time, and a lot of these artist festivals always rely on like a special guest. And at this time, Frank, who's a big collaborator with Tyler, a good friend of his, they're in the same group and all that. So they have a history. The connection's starting to make sense. Frank starts dropping a shit ton of music, which is very rare for him. He never does this unless he has a big project coming out. Or he does live shows, which is even more infrequent. So everyone thinks he's going to make the return. He's going to be at this festival. And everyone there is just a huge fan of his. They kind of just go hand in hand. And they're known for being a very fickle group. Very weird with their opinion. And very opinionated with their music. And Drake shows up instead. And I think he did one song. Right? He did one song. And then he was just kind of like, he was starting to feel the vibe was pretty shit. And people were kind of like, what the fuck is this? We didn't really want this. Because he didn't get a massive ovation when he came out. A lot of people were just like, what? Why? And then so I think he asked, he's like, can I do one more song? It's All Love. And so you can hear an audible no.
I know.
He's just like, all right, okay. I think he does like, I think it totally did six songs. And then
I like how he just kind of leaves though. He's like,
yeah, whatever, all right, see ya.
He hit back on Instagram. I can't remember
what it was. Yeah, he said he signed a 10-year residency with the camp, and I was like,
wasn't he saying they were like insinuating that they're all young there too? Because he said they'd only be like 30.
Oh yeah, he's I don't know. You guys can join me.
That's gotta be an ego, like for him. He's used to people just getting absolutely cheered on the stage. Yeah,
yeah, they worship the guy.
It's probably good for the ego, to be honest.
Well, I don't know. That was
I don't think he's hurting. Demographic. Yeah, exactly. And like, I don't think
like the fans there are very. They hate like the mainstream music and all that.
Yeah, so
I can see why they would be upset, but like also like you don't boo a guest though. Like this is like you weren't even paying for like you didn't even know you were paying for that, and you got a Drake concert for as an added bonus. And I guess like even if you're not into it though, like at least like I've been to concerts where I don't like the people. Like I won't like the opener, like or the opener will bring someone out, or like the music that I paid to see. Brings someone else out. I'm just kind of like, I don't fuck with this, but I'll still like enjoy it, I guess.
Yeah, and like, exactly.
I
don't
know, I just couldn't imagine just like getting a Drake concert out of nowhere and just being like, fuck this. This sucks.
I know. I'm like, not even like a big Drake fan. I'd love to. Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly.
But I still like his music. I would still love shit. To see a concert.
This ticket would cost like $300.
For real. And he's got some good songs. Like, I still would love the concert. Yeah. So it's crazy that, It's just crazy that I never thought I'd see him get booed.
Yeah.
Unless, he really just did something terrible. And, like, people just genuinely hate him, but, like, he's not
like They didn't that. Like his song.
Yeah, like, yeah, he just dropped like a shitty album that like was complete garbage and like no one liked. And then for some reason, you only played that on tour. That was the only way.
Yeah.
It's so hard to get booed, too. I don't know. Just, that's baffling. But I thought it was funny. I woke up to it and it was funny.
You got any new songs that you've been listening to?
Oh, yeah. You wanted to do this. Do you want to do yours first while I try and find mine? I'm too big in the podcast.
I don't know. I've been listening to a few. Honestly, like you said, just been listening to podcasts in the morning. And like usually they can get me to and from work.
Yeah, it's twice perfect. They're great just for the commute.
You like the new Billie Eilish song? You listen to it?
No idea. I didn't know that came out.
Yeah, she dropped a new song. Uh-huh. It's really chill. Yeah, I don't know. It's like a homework song. Mm. To me it didn't seem as crazy. Like not as many like, you know what I mean? Not as like a bit more laid back. Not like the last album.
New ones are like the two new Harry Styles songs are good.
Yeah.
I like those. I like Lights Up. I haven't heard too much of Watermelon Sugar, I think is what it's called. I saw it on SNL actually too. That's where I first saw it.
Oh yeah. Did you watch his SNL?
I didn't. I only watched the music, but I've heard good things about the actual skits. So sure. I might check them out. They're hard to find. They don't really adjust to the YouTube. You kind of got to like really look for the, which kind of sucks. I like the new Frank that came out too.
I like the new Martin Garrix. Used to love song, but like it's pretty typical radio song. I've been stuck on the song Stay Ready. Why is it Janae Aiko?
I think it's Jin.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she was on she was on our show.
Yeah, that's the song that they sang on there. It's an old song, it's not new yet, but it's with Kenny. I don't know.
It's
a really long song though.
I like
it. It's Kenny. Like 6 minutes or something. But yeah, I've been listening to that song a lot recently. Other than that though, like you said, yeah, I've been listening to a lot of music.
Yeah, I listened to like a few. I have like just a steady playlist that I just throw on when it's like a shorter commute and I don't want to throw on a podcast.
Yeah.
Song that I really like. I like this one's old. This one's old as well. It's Raid. Pusha T, Pharrell, and 50 Cent. That's a good one. I think you might even like this one. It's not like some like deep trap rap or anything.
I'll throw it on the playlist.
I like it.
I gotta have all my music downloaded now though when I'm on the subway.
Yeah, I know.
It's kinda shitty, but
I've done that originally. You got space on your phone.
Yeah, I know.
Delete a few fucking pictures.
I got a new phone, so I just haven't downloaded everything yet, but I'll get around to that soon.
Fucking gigabytes of.
I don't know. Yeah, I think
what I have, even have. What could possibly take up space on your phone if you don't even download apps or? I don't take you as a picture guy.
6,500 photos I have on my phone.
Oh yeah, fuck! As soon as I don't take you as a picture guy, I realize you saved everything that we've ever done.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You have my fucking grade one yearbook picture.
I don't take as many pictures anymore, but. I just find that I don't delete them as well. And now, like, I've been taking a lot of pictures to work, too. So it's just, I don't know. I just have so many stupid pictures.
Out of neighbors.
Neighbors. What?
I don't know. Just some, like, you just have some, like, random, like, stalker-esque photos. You're just going through, like, which ones do I have?
I took the nicest photo of the CN Tower this morning out of my back window. Sky was crazy this morning. It was like orange. What's that?
First time seeing it?
I was like, oh, that's cool. No, it was the sky was orange. I don't know. It was really nice.
As long as the sky. I thought you were just literally taking a picture of the CN Tower.
No.
Fuck, I'll never get another one. I'll never get a chance to get this picture.
It's funny. I was like in such a daze this morning. I snapped the picture and I saw it, of course, like very millennial of me. And then I didn't even save it, so I don't even remember what it looks like, really, because I was half asleep. But
I don't know why I do this, but every time we go to, like, we have an event in Toronto or, like, we're going somewhere in Toronto, I always just have a need to take a picture with the CN Tower. Like, I have a thousand, I have probably like a hundred, I don't know if anyone else is like that, but I have like 100 pictures of myself with it because it's just so stupid. Like, or like the person that I'm with is with, because I'm like, oh, get up to the CN Tower. It's like, I do that every, it's like the most touristy thing. It's just like, I don't know why I keep doing it. I just think it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's so stupid.
So, anything else? Anything else you've been thinking? Any other big topics you want to talk about? We could talk about the cherry thing, but to be honest, I don't want to because it's been on every every
Yeah, I know. When I wrote that down, it was kind of fresh, but
yeah,
I know he's getting a podcast. We know that.
I think it's just been overdone and everyone has a certain opinion on it or maybe doesn't have an opinion, but I don't think anything that we say now is gonna change that.
If you'd have Don Cherry on this podcast, would you do it?
Oh, without a doubt. Just because I don't agree with like one thing he said doesn't mean
it would just be juicy.
Get him on the podcast and ask him a lot of questions.
Just get him
I'd love to hear his take on the situation, like a candid take, not one that's kind of been said by his publicist or whatever. Which like I don't think he's really followed so far. But
I want to get his take on Ron. I would love to see what he really thinks.
Yeah,
I know he always like plays up the fact that he doesn't like him and all that stuff, but if he's just like off the camera, he's like, yeah, I fucking hated that guy. He sucked.
They're gonna have to rekindle their friendship. They've been friends for too long. There's no way that they can.
No, it's not even that. Just like this entire time he hated him. He just comes out and he's like, yeah, I fucking hated that fucking nerd. That little nerd. Little twerp.
It was as if it wasn't fake on TV.
I know, but like we all just think like, oh, he's like play fighting with them. They're probably best friends off the state. And like offset, he's just like, fucking get this guy away from me.
Yeah.
He has like a restraining order against them.
They're definitely opposite personalities, that's for sure.
I saw his apology and that was pretty shit.
I didn't mind it. Pretty good live apology.
Live. I would give it that. But like I was just kinda like, okay. I don't know. Dumb topic. I fucking hate it. Yeah, whatever.
All right. What are your plans for the next week? I gotta get to bed soon. Big work night. Getting tired.
Fuck, I forgot it's Monday.
I know. Any plans for the next weekend?
No, not that I can think of right now. Usually things don't get planned in our group until like Friday.
Last minute.
Yeah.
True that. I'm coming home. I don't know if I'll see you guys. I got some family thing, but excited. I haven't been home in like a month.
Yeah, true.
Well, I want to call it a day. It's good to get back on the mic, but
yeah, for real. Hopefully,
exhausted all the topics. Exactly. Next time I come home, we'll hit it live. And we didn't have one on the rocks this episode, just because we weren't together. We have two now. Well, yeah, maybe we'll have two on.
Imagine the rocks. Every time we missed it, we miss it. We have to keep adding up. There's like a 3-week period, and at this point, we have like a fucking. The Shock bar yourself. Rail going.
All right. It's good to talk to you, Jay.
Talk to you.
We'll catch you guys next week. Peace.